rear window that trombone shot, though?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
How's it going, Steve?
Good, John. I've got a terrible confession to make.
Okay. The best place to do that is right here on this radio show.
Are we off here?
Yes, we're off here.
Off here, please. I haven't been watching much recently.
What?
I've been saving my eyeballs for the 24-hour movie marathon this weekend.
Ooh. Is there some sort of, other than like giving your eyes a break, is there any way you can prepare for 24 hours of cinema?
Yeah, I think it's about trying to find the right balance of toxicity in your system vis-a-vis caffeine and taurine and all of those sorts of can-based stimulants. So I think
Do they sell a few of those at the Hollywood?
There'll be some forms of legally available assistance over the counter there.
Mm-hmm. Like no dose?
Well, maybe like, that's not a bad idea actually. Coffee, strong coffee helps. But people bring a whole, like last time I went to one of these, there was a woman near us who had brought like quite a big plastic container full of like bags of like chocolate cookies and like she brought like, so she, I think she thought she was on camp. It was like, it's what you'd take away for a weekend. She was doling out to the mates like, guys, if I've got one PSA comment to make today, it's please buy things from the cinema that you go to, for goodness sake.
So, I mean,
or if you don't, just don't take the piss.
Yeah, they're putting it on, you know. One night of the year to sell food for 24 hours.
There we go. And so that's this weekend. That'll keep me penned in Avondale from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon.
How many hours do you reckon you're gonna last? Have you done the full 24 ever before?
Yeah, I've knocked off the 24 a couple of times. I'm not feeling quite as sprightly as I used to be. Mm-hmm. But it really just depends on what Ant Simpson and his and other marathon organisers have in store, because it is a mix of cool stuff you haven't seen yet, classics, weird stuff you've never seen, and some punishing stuff that you've never seen and arguably no human being should see. And so,
do you have any hints as to what?
No, I've got no idea.
No idea.
Look, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. They've got to get the balance right. Sometimes the timing gets a bit out of whack. I've had some like borderline transcendent moments. I've also had some like wanting to gouge my eyes out. This must have like an eternity more time still to go before the next film. Typically around like 3, 4 a.m. is a bit of a tough patch.
What time do you go in?
I think this one kicks off at 3 or 4 on Saturday. Okay. So there are definitely crunch times, like sort of arrive with a bit of a hiss and a roar. You know, look, I'm sure no one listening has a problem with watching like one or two movies at a time. But I think like after you kind of got to like three. the first judder bar of a first shitter really makes you question what you're doing. But they didn't definitely, as the night wears on, become more obscure, more confrontational. I make it sound like it's not fun, but I'm a masochist, it turns out, when it comes to watching things, and I'm really, really looking forward to this.
Did you get a beanbag?
No, I didn't get a beanbag. I got a beanbag one year, and it had a hole in it, and I just, every time I came back to my beanbag, I've had fewer beans in the bag. Yeah. But I like the, there are still seats available seated upstairs at the Hollywood. In that venue, that's my preferred place to watch stuff anyways. I like the sight line to the screen from upstairs. But also, there's a bit more mobility. I will probably stay in the same seat. I remember a few years back, I was had quite a good seat. It was like kind of center, like quite close to the balcony. But there was a guy behind me. And there are a couple of like action or thriller movies in a row. And every time a gun came on screen, he'd name the gun. And I thought he was doing it to his friend, and then it was just like, he's just doing it to himself, but it just went on for quite a long time.
Kind
just
of like off-putting as well.
Just kind of like under his breath, it's like, yeah, you know too much about guns. I think, I don't think that's really a good skill set to have. But because it's a marathon, like if I was at a screening of a film, like I might start to get irritated after about 5 or 10 minutes, and then spend maybe like 15 or 20 minutes like with blood boiling but not saying anything yet, and then eventually saying something. In a 24-hour context, it's more like you stay angry for like two movies before you say anything. But then it all comes out.
Patience.
And who's the angry person now? It's not the guy talking about guns after all. It's bloody old Steve.
So that's on this weekend at the Hollywood?
Yeah, that's going to be a goodie. So if you're wondering why there's a bunch of, let's face it, fucking weirdos standing around outside the Hollywood Avondale in their pyjamas or going on some kind of, you know, pilgrimage to get breakfast, that's what's going on out there. If you're after something a bit more conventional viewing, I was a little bit of a late comer to this one, but I finally got around to seeing the body swap horror comedy Freaky this week. It's been in theatres for a couple of weeks now. I don't know if have you seen the Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You films?
No.
It's quite good. These are just like really fun horror comedies from the last few years. And the premise of those was a time loop. It's Groundhog Day, but it's a horror.
Mm.
And they're quite fun. I'm not sure if Happy Death Day is streaming anywhere, but I know that Happy Death Day to You is on Netflix at the minute. They're pretty fun films. And so then the director takes on another kind of trope with the old body swap. It's named Freaky after Freaky Friday.
They come around all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a while since we've had a body swap film.
Yeah, I guess the alarm just goes off in Hollywood and it's like, oh yeah, better do one of those again.
Mm.
The premise of this one's good. It's a high school student swaps bodies, a high school girl swaps bodies with a serial killer played by Vince Vaughn, which means that Vince Vaughn gets to act like a teenage girl for the space of a film. And he certainly doesn't underact. Let's put it that way.
I feel like this is great casting.
It is because, I don't know, like, you kind of want to see him be a jerk, if that makes sense. There's something kind of nice in seeing him sort of punch above his weight, but not quite get there all the time.
Mm.
It's also extremely gory, which I thought it would just be a bit of, like, polite fun, but nope. If you like a good killing, go see Freaky.
All right, nice.
But speaking of killing, we've been also watching the same show and maybe not super into it.
The Undoing.
Yeah.
I was just shopping around for something new to watch on Netflix over the weekend and settled on that on Sunday night. And it comes with pretty high ratings and high praise. It's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. But, I mean, I haven't really got into it. I'm just sort of battling my way through it.
Yeah, I'm 4 of 6 episodes in. It's just finished this week, I've kind of got the feeling like I might just need to watch those last 2 episodes so I never have to think about the show again. If that's any kind of it, it's not a recommendation, is it?
Is it just because it's so fresh? It's got these, you know, glorious ratings.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Is it the star power?
I think the performances are good. Nicole Kidman has a pretty good hit rate of stuff that she chooses to do. But I think the show, like, it just doesn't quite gel into what it needs to be. This is a murder mystery set amongst the extremely privileged elite of New York. Mm. They live above the messy street. They live in these pristine, enormous apartments. Mm. Not bothered by anything until a bit of a murder throws everything a mark. And it's just a bit hard. There's sort of no, I haven't really connected with any of the characters in the show because they are just, you know, so far removed from the everyday.
Basically living in outer space.
Yeah. But then also, at the same time, kind of has these, like, is this about to turn into a 90s erotic thriller? And the answer is not quite. But it kind of has that sort of weird, austerity that, those sort of quite yuppie films had.
Mm. I guess we need to watch.
Where's Michael Douglas? There's no Michael Douglas in this, but Hugh Grant's kind of trying to be a bit of a Michael Douglas, I guess. Probably don't watch The Undoing. Do watch Freaky, and I'll see you at the marathon. That's the wrap up.
Nice one, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.